Good morning. Joining us on this post-Thanksgiving Monday is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
We are talking this morning about, well, lobbying, money, health care, and a New York State politician.
Yeah, Senate Health Committee Chairman Kemp Hannon, longtime committee chairman. His financial disclosure forms with the state show that he has about up to $130,000 in investments with pharmaceutical and other medical-related companies. It's raised eyebrows given that, you know, any action his committee takes and bills he pursues could impact such companies. Critics say he should divest of the money, that A, it not only sends a bad signal, but it gives at least, at the very least, an appearance of impropriety, and say he should divest of the money. His assembly counterpart, Richard Gottfried, has no such investments.
From there to the recent surprise retirement of a state teachers union's top lobbyist.
Yeah, Steve Allinger announced his retirement a few weeks ago, and it turns out it wasn't just that he wanted to play more golf. The New York City union president, he was the top lobbyist of the state union, teachers union, and the New York City teachers union president, Michael Mulgrew, very powerful, very influential with the state union, apparently had pushed for his ouster and won that battle.
And just a reminder, folks, the trial of former New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver continuing today, and we could see an actual verdict.
Yeah, the jury began deliberations last week. We know that 11 of the juries, at least according to a note that came from one of the jurors, were in agreement. We don't know, although it's suspected that they wanted to convict, but we don't know that for sure. And there was one holdout, so those discussions, those deliberations continue today, and most people expect a verdict sometime this week.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can head to nydailynews.com to find out more. And Ken, as usual, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.